Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Henrico CTE Now. I'm Marianne McGee, along with
Mike Roberts.
Mike, we are just coming down from the exciting high of attending the Henrico Education Foundation's Excellence in Education Celebration. Wow, this was a great event. We're going to talk about it. We have great information and interviews to share with our listeners in moments. But we just want to remind everybody, our social media handle is Henrico CTE. That means you can connect with us anytime on YouTube, LinkedIn, X, Facebook, Instagram, at the handle Henrico CTE. Of course, you guys know the CTE stands for Career and Technical Education, and you can get some really good specific information about our programs and events by visiting HenricoCTE.com. Mike, we are reaching all kinds of fascinating landmarks and benchmarks with the podcast. We have an exciting benchmark that we just passed, didn't we?
Yeah, we just passed 11,000 listeners, and we are continuing to add to our list of countries all over the world that are listening to us. And Peru is our 39th country that is where we have listeners listening to us. It's amazing.
Give it up for Peru. And not just Peru. We have folks from literally all over the world now, right?
I mean, literally. There's almost not a continent that's not represented. It's amazing. It's something that was completely unintended, but just has happened.
Wow. So just reminding everybody that this podcast is available on so many platforms at the moment.
Yeah, you can find it on, hopefully if you're listening to it, you know, you already have a platform that's your favorite platform for listening to podcasts. But if you're telling your friends, you can find it on almost any platform, all the major ones, Google, even Amazon, and some of the other podcast venues. And then most of the smaller ones, and I'm adding them as I find new ones.
And also adding to the number of shows. Did we reach 130 episodes?
Oh, yes. Yes, we are definitely. We're in our sixth season right now, and it is amazing. It's been an amazing ride for this many episodes. I think it's incredible.
Well, we want to remind everybody that you can, not only we're happy that you are listening to this episode, but there's a lot of fantastic content and interviews with leaders in CTE, local business folks, students, alumni. This is great content, evergreen content. There's a real timelessness to a lot of what the conversations are, and you can always check those out by listening to some of our previous seasons and episodes.
Yeah, I think the important part is that, yes, this is a local program, but at the same time, this really reaches out universally when it comes to helping students prepare for their ultimate careers, whether they're getting starting their career out of high school, out of college. We have information in our episodes for those students, for those parents and guardians out there, so that they can help their students be prepared when it comes to moving into the workforce one day.
Yeah, that's fantastic, everybody. So we want to thank everyone who's been tuning in so far. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting us at Henrico CTE. Now we're going to jump into this episode. And speaking of support, that's one of the ways that the career and technical education programs grow, through community support. And Henrico County Public Schools is just really fortunate to have a community of industry, business partners, families who support what we're doing, local elected officials who support what we're doing. And the Excellence in Education Celebration really brought all of those folks together. We had hundreds of people. I think one of the most recent estimates, 600 folks at the celebration. And wow, it was a wonderful to actually see our students and teachers demonstrating skills that they are teaching every day and students are mastering every day.
Yes. I mean, it was there was not a place in the room that wasn't exciting. It wasn't hopping. It wasn't drawing attention. The participants were there. They were excited. They were engaged. The students were doing, demonstrating their skills. They were excited to be there. It was great food, great entertainment. Everybody had a great time. Great speakers. We had some awesome speakers. So this is my first one to have attended, and I can't wait till next year.
Yeah, but one of the things that we want to make sure folks understand is why and how career and technical education receives support, and not just CTE, but all of our programs in Henrico schools, and the Henrico Education Foundation and their work support our students. Henrico Schools is really what the entire event was about. Jay Shively, our Chief Development Officer for the Henrico Education Foundation, explains more.
The Foundation is an independent nonprofit organization that collaborates in partnership with Henrico County Public Schools. The Foundation over the years has provided over $10 million since being founded in 1993 in direct funding. As a foundation, we certainly do much more than just doing fundraising. We provide additional funding to public education, and we are innovators working with in partnership with parents, teachers, and administrators. Continuing identifying and developing transformational initiatives that improve school performance and lead to student access and success. And that's done through programs and various aspects of the school system.
I think a lot of folks may think of, well, you know, schools get tax dollars, so don't tax dollars pay for everything? In fact, no, tax dollars don't pay for everything. They pay for a lot, but they don't pay for everything, and that's why we need a HEF. Is that right? I mean, you all really help innovate and launch things that just the standard tax dollars just don't have the capacity to do.
Correct, yeah. Our approach, the foundation, is certainly, you know, providing meaningful roles and development on high-quality programming. So the events like tonight, the Excellence in Education Celebration, really gets after a lot of these initiatives that we are involved in through programs or through our innovative grants that support classrooms across the district. All comes from these unrestricted funds that we are raising tonight.
And this event is not the first you've had. You have a tradition of holding this event, actually, right?
Yeah, and it's grown over the years. So this is our fourth annual. And this year we're excited about the theme, which, of course, as you know, is celebrating workforce and career development. It will showcase a lot of different exhibits, you know, tonight. I mean, so well over 20 that will be in the venue. And so our attendees, our corporate sponsors, we'll have elected officials, our supporters, our donors, you name it, you know, even our school staff across the district will all be in present tonight to see those exhibits and to really showcase the success and the work across the community, across the district, through workforce and career development. And it's just exciting that for HEF to be able to partner with the team to really highlight these amazing success stories, because it's really sensational.
A big thanks to Jay Shively and the entire team at the Henrico Education Foundation. And Jay mentioned the demonstrations, and I'll tell you something, Mike, that was so fun to actually see some of the demonstrations where our guests could be involved. We had, for instance, our carpentry students and instructors running a hammer time contest. Did you get to see anybody like hammering off against another guest?
I got a lot of pictures of that. That was exciting. There was even a young lady that was might have been younger than middle school age out there hammering and to see how well she could do. But it was exciting to see the adults out there and see who had the hammering skills and who was going to, because we had contests of 2 to 3 people per time. And it was really cool watching to see who was doing well. Everybody had a great time.
You know, I feel like it's one of those things, perhaps you think you can hammer really well until you're in a hammering contest.
Yeah. Where do I grip the handle at? Am I using my elbow? Am I coming from my wrist? Is it coming from my shoulder? You know, and it's and how many times you watch them, they hit the nail and it bends over and then you got to straighten it back up. And then it's like, oh my gosh, I'm losing time.
See, it was so, and folks, listeners, you have to imagine this. I mean, there were people in you know, kind of fairly swanky outfits, some of them, and they stepped right up to that hammering contest and just went for it. It was fantastic. We had our electricity students there and they were creating on the spot a wire switcher wall. They were just building this as people could walk by and see them do their thing. Also want to shout out our culinary students. We had fantastic caterers, Mosaic, shouting them out. But our culinary, our baking and pastry students did the desserts, and they were fabulous.
They were amazing. They were so good. I'm looking at them and goes, I'm not sure what this is, but it tastes really good. It was really, really good.
It was so good. And then, you know, another neat thing about that is, before the actual desserts were served, people could get to see them creating the desserts. They were actually demonstrating the skills that they use in the baking and pastry kitchen at the ACE Center at Hermitage. And I will tell you something. When you see our students in action, you can understand why they are ready for the workforce.
Oh, my gosh. Did you have one of those root beer floats they had?
Oh, my God. Yeah, one of the
one. I went back for more.
The root beer floats. I could not wait to have a second root beer float. It was a wonderful vibe. The whole night had a great vibe. And having the students there, and there were certainly our students from the ACE centers, but there were middle school students, there were elementary. It really was
all
a
CT
great
students.
Span
yeah.
of students, so you could see them hard at work.
Our comprehensive students, besides the A students, I mean, that's the thing that not everybody understands, that the career and technical education, it spans programs from middle school through high school. And then we move on into the adult education world that we cover. So it was great seeing all the ages and all the programs represented. It was really cool.
It really was. And again, we want to thank the team at HEF. Amanda Murphy knows how to actually plan and throw a great party, and she certainly did that. We also want to thank Mr. Mitch Haddon, a special shout out to Mitch, president and CEO of Colonial Web, for his philanthropic leadership and a fantastic star-studded committee of business partners who came together for the event. Mike, there is genuine excitement around having business and industry partner more closely with education, don't you think?
Yeah, with career and technical education, it's important that we have these business partners because, you know, we can sit there and in a closed environment, assume that we are teaching our students what they need to move into the world of work. But again, if you're doing that from an isolation type of situation, you're not hearing what the new trends are as technologies, especially with the technology changes that have had and everything. Everybody thinks it's like, you know, the computer technology and what it does for information and the internet and everything. But those type of technologies transfer through into almost every career field. I don't care if it's masonry, carpentry, electricity, or what. I mean, that touches all aspects. And if we're not exposing our students to these new technologies, then they're going to be behind when it comes to moving into the world of work. And I think having these partnerships with these businesses is so important, and why we so much emphasize those partnerships, because we couldn't do what we do now without them. We wouldn't be as successful. That is right. We would not be successful at educating our students if we didn't have those partnerships.
You're spot on with that. And the celebration really was an opportunity to kind of kick off some new conversations, thank the people who have been involved, and think about next steps. And someone who has really been a long-time innovator is Mac Baton, who's the director for Henrico Schools Division of Workforce and Career Development. He's much more than a title can really reflect. Mac was actually an electronics teacher early in his career back in the 80s. And even then, he was pushing the boundaries of what folks believed students in CTE. Some people may remember it as being called Votech or even SHOP. We've had different terms. Mm-hmm. But what those students could do. And he's been so successful because he's always had his eye on what's next. And the Excellence in Education Celebration was no exception. Everyone, let's hear from Mac Baton.
But what's also really cool tonight, we've been able to engage some of our business partners and vendors that have brought some of the new ways of teaching. For instance, in welding, welding, a lot of people say it costs money and you got to smell the smoke and all this stuff, but you can teach the concepts of welding virtually. So one of the displays here tonight is a virtual welder, and it looks just like a real welder. It feels like a real welder, but it's all done virtually. And so the audience gets to see, hey, we're really teaching these students what we say we're teaching them, the life skills. And when they leave our programs, yes, they have their certifications and all, but they also have that hands-on skill that you can't replicate without being able to touch it, feel it, see it, and do it.
Mac, I love that. And even though we are here tonight at the Dewey Gottwalt Center, I think one of the things, one of the hallmarks of your leadership is that these exploratory opportunities happen across all stages and ages, elementary, middle, high school. I'm thinking about our summer career camps that are coming up. These things that let our students actually touch, feel, taste, smell. What is it about that experience that can trigger interest in a young person to say, I want to try this. I want to learn more about this.
Well, when you think about a career, you really think about the things that you've seen, but there's so many careers out there that many of our students have never seen before. You know, how many people have welded? We go back to that, or painted a car. We have a car painting simulator. So you can find out, hey, this is kind of cool. I would really love to do this. And it's also very age appropriate. You can tailor these experiences to the age of the student. So as they're in elementary school, they're able to do certain things until they really get to the high school level where they're actually painting a car. And it's not simulated yet, but they've learned, they've experienced it, and they know what it is they're working their way into. I think the other thing that's really important, we're preparing students for careers that don't even exist yet. And, you know, we say that all the time, but when you walk around the room tonight, you will see that's truly, it's so open-ended. It's not like 2 + 2 = 4. It's like 2 + something can equal a whole new number that we've never thought of. And so that's what we're opening the door for our students. And we wanted the general public to see how this takes place in a school.
You know, Mac, I think one of the particular pieces about the Henrico Education Foundation and their support that's really powerful is that people may not realize that private investment is really key, and business partnerships are really key for us to do this. Is that right? I mean, there's only so much that the schools can do on their own without other community organizations and businesses lending a hand and getting interested.
Yes, that's very true. And, you know, the funding piece and HEF provides a great opportunity for some of these innovative grants that our teachers come up with to explore new ways of teaching or a new way to expose students to opportunities. But, you know, what I'm really excited about tonight is that there's other ways to contribute to schools. Money is a great opportunity, but, you know, we need people to work with our students and provide internships, job shadowing, give them the opportunity to find out, is this really my career pathway? And also some the people with the experience to talk to the students in those career pathways. So I think what is really happening here tonight and what I'm really excited about, it's not just about raising money. It's about raising awareness for workforce development and having our students leave life ready and what you can do to be a part of that. You might not be able to write a check, but you can bring a student in and mentor them or work with them and show them a career experiences.
And you know, Mac, the return on investment, the wonderful thing that this ultimately yields is what we're going to see on April 24th. With a signing day. At the end of this exploratory career pathway, students get hired and their lives really change.
And that's the payback for the people who invest in that educational process. You know, I've heard it said many a times that it takes a village to raise a child. And you're now becoming a part of our village and helping our students be ready for tomorrow. But you know, it's a win-win for the community. Because if our students are out in leaving high school, whether they're going to an apprenticeship or going straight to the world of work or to a four-year college, as long as they know their why and they're moving in that right direction, we're all win. Where we lose is when we send a student off on a journey that they didn't even know where that journey was going to take them. And then 3 years later, and they say, why am I on this pathway? I should have just done X. We want to try to eliminate some of those students not knowing their X, but knowing when they leave here what that next pathway is.
You know, Mike, Mac has brought such clarity around the term Life Ready. We hear that term, but when you think about all of the resources that really need to come together, the latest equipment, latest teaching strategies, partnerships, internships, these are real chances for exploration, and students can take those next steps with much more confidence. And ultimately, employers are getting better hires.
Mac is a force of nature. There's a lot of things that he's always got a new idea. He's always moving forward. He's never, he never feels like he needs to be like, oh, I've got this done. Time to take a break. He's always looking at that next thing. And these partnerships, he just pushes and pushes and pushes to have these partnerships with these businesses so that we are preparing our students the way the businesses want to receive them. When they go to hire them, they are meeting the certification criteria and the education and the workforce readiness skills that they need to be able to go to work. You know, despite Mac's drive, he's almost like a force of nature. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like another element, you know, earth, fire, water, Mac beaten.
That's exactly right. That's
you know?
True. So here's a little bit of trivia. There's some people who will say, what? Because they, like myself, can hardly believe that I'm this age. But it's the 50th anniversary of the Rubik's Cube this year. And Shannon Wakefield, a teacher in our gifted program, received an innovative grant through HEF, the Henrico Education Foundation, to launch a Rubik's Cube lending library for elementary and middle school educators. And at the celebration, guests could try their hand at the Rubik's Cube. So their educators are using Rubik's Cubes in Henrico schools, but it was really fun to see people try their hand at the Rubik's Cube. I can still only get one side solved. How are you on the Rubik's Cube?
I gave up as a child. I was like, this is just too frustrating. I don't need that kind of frustration in my life. But watching those the students that were there, yes, demonstrating it, you know, you got the adults there trying it out, but then then after they try it out, they're like, oh, I can't get it. And then the student, they're doing it in seconds. They're not even, one of them was doing it with one hand. And he still didn't take but a minute and a half. How do you do that? That was amazing.
It was absolutely incredible. This Rubik's competition has taken off, and it's a timed event, and people are coming from all over. It's, again, an idea that's like sweeping across other school systems because the timelessness of that challenge, yes, is still intriguing students. So we know that the Rubik's Cube is, I guess, fairly simple technology, but teachers are also using much more sophisticated equipment in classrooms and labs of today, helping educators navigate teaching with this equipment and learning about it themselves is Tech, TEQ. Their demonstration at the event featured really cool virtual activities, and the company actually offers a lot more. We caught up with Tech's Sarah Atkinson to hear her explain what Tech does.
Tech is an education organization, and we work with districts and schools nationally. And our mission is to really give schools the best solution, not only of STEM hardware, but also the professional development and supplemental curriculum to go along with those STEM hardware purchases. Because the last thing we want is schools and districts purchasing STEM hardware or CTE hardware and it collecting dust in a corner. You know, we want to give those teachers and admins support that they need to implement those solutions into the classroom.
So is this, give our listeners kind of a paint a picture for us about,
sure,
when you are working with Tech and using the platform, what are you getting? What is the experience,
yeah,
like?
Absolutely. Well, when we have a meeting with a school or district, we really first and foremost want to find out, what is your goal for the school year? You know, what subjects are you really focused on? Are there any areas that need improvement within the district or school? You know, how can we help you get maybe those those test scores up or more engagement in the classroom. And we also want to find out what districts already have. You know, if they have coding robots already existing in the classroom, maybe some 3D printers, whatever it may be. We want to make sure you're fully utilizing those products already. And then we can give you suggestions on maybe some additional solutions you could add if the funding allows that. And then also we want to provide professional development training for, again, teachers and admins to be able to access 24/7. We actually have our own online portal that we create. We have an in-house group of curriculum specialists who are all former educators that have experience in the classroom and really know what teachers need, whether the subject be project-based learning, implementing maybe a 3D printer. Maybe a teacher has access and they're like, okay, now what? Now how do I implement this? So we want to be that support system for them. And then finally, we also offer supplemental curriculum called iBlocks, which I like to kind of call them STEM activity packs. It's meant to give teachers turnkey content where they can implement either a coding robot, 3D printer, again, you name the technology. We have an iBlock to fit that technology into the classroom.
When things are going well and you feel if a teacher's really excited, they're using tech,
sure.
What can it do to elevate the classroom and the student experience?
Yeah, well, again, you know, our mission is really just creating more of an engaging environment around not only STEM, but also CTE as well. You know, we want to get kids excited about career exploration. And that's why just a couple of our products I'm really excited about showcasing today are ZSpace and InSpirit. Both of those products showcase a ton of different career pathways that students can explore, really giving them kind of an immersive glimpse of what a day in the life in that field looks like. That way, you know, they can kind of have a more informed decision and then maybe go into more advanced training for that specific career path. And again, we provide all the training up front for teachers and admins. After a purchase is made, you'll have multiple different PD sessions where we ensure that training is completed.
Well, we are delighted to have you here tonight. I am sure you're going to see lots of activity around that table because I just walked by and thought, this looks really, really cool. So our listeners, you kind of have to see this to believe it. If people want to learn more about tech, how can they do that?
Absolutely. Yeah, just go to tech.com and that's TEQ.com. You can find a list of all of our STEM hardware that we have to offer and just an overview of the other services we have and even some referrals from other districts that we've worked with.
Fantastic, Sarah. Thanks so much for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You know, as Mac said earlier, we are preparing students for jobs that don't even exist yet and with equipment that perhaps doesn't exist yet. So having the ability to make sure teachers are getting the training and support they need to make the classroom experience the best they can for students is so important. And being able to virtually experience something like painting a car or welding is another tool for exploration. And this virtual instruction is really sophisticated, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at it, the practicality of the hands-on experiences that our students are going through, it can be expensive. I mean, whether you're painting a panel for a car or doing the virtual or the welding. I mean, all this stuff costs money. But when you can do it virtually, you can actually do some training and getting started before they actually are doing the actual real-time hands-on work and save some money in the process.
You bet. And exploration is really a foundational promise to career and technical education. It's helping students elementary, middle, high school, explore, discover, make informed decisions. And our summer career camps really do an amazing job at that. Now, fortunately, we have listeners from all over the world. But if you are in Henrico County listening, and because this is an opportunity for Henrico County Public School students, check out a summer career camp and whether it's right for you or your young person. Registration is open until May 24th, 2024. And the camps go from June 3rd to June 20th, 8 to 2:30. Great opportunity for the working parent who needs to have a camp for their young person. And affordable, $50 tuition for camp. All of the classes are in person. at the ACE Center at Hermitage or the ACE Center at Highland Springs. Again, if you live in Henrico County, have a Henrico County Public School student, a summer career camp may be just the thing for you. Mike, I have been to the last year's summer career camp, and kids are into this stuff. They are not on their phones. They are not slacking back. They love what they're doing in these camps.
Yeah, what they're experiencing is they're trying out one of our ACE Center programs, and where that is creating that career path and giving that career exposure to these students, whether they're in middle school or high school taking these classes. They get to, for a few weeks over the summer, test out and see, is this something that I might enjoy? You know, that sounds really interesting, you know, to be a vet. But am I going to actually be able to handle some of the less attractive aspects of being a vet? Right. You know, so they get that exposure. And before they actually sign up for a two-year program, it'd be neat for them to be able to try something out like that and see if that's going to be a good fit for them. And it runs the gamut of almost all of our programs are represented. And it's exciting to see these young people and the effect these programs have on them and getting them thinking about what it is I want to do when I graduate high school, when I graduate college. I mean, all these experiences they need.
And you know, this, and you mentioned, and we've heard this from students who are in some of the ACE Center programs, they first got their first glimpse or their first experience at a summer career camp.
Yeah, and the neat thing about it is they can sign up this year and take the computer technology class, and then the following year over the summer, they can take a completely different class. Try out some different things. If you have an idea of, you know, oh, I could go this way, I could go that way, you've got options, and you can test out those options from summer to summer. I think it's great.
You bet. Look, $50 could change your life. It could change your academic career. It could change your career trajectory because you had a chance to experience a summer career camp. Visit henricocte.com to access registration. We've got great details on the website. You can access the registration through henricocte.com. So, Mike, our last interview for this episode is with a very special guest and someone who is committed every day to education and a big supporter of CTE programs, Mr. Zach Jacobs, Assistant Secretary of Education for the Commonwealth of Virginia. It was terrific to have Zach Jacobs at the celebration, and we asked the Assistant Secretary what he thought of the event.
Well, you know, honestly, it's just incredible to see a community that is so surrounded and involved in the lives of our students and lifting them up through opportunities and pathways in education, whether that is a direct pathway to an industry recognized credential, a post-secondary degree, or you know, employment and enlistment in our military and armed forces. And so it's just incredible to be a part of this and to see the initiatives and the importance of these public-private partnerships that are centered around the health, well-being, and the successful future of our students.
And you know, Zach, a lot of recommendations and enthusiasm about getting industry partnering with education. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think it's a missed opportunity when we don't include those folks in the conversation around the future of education. You know, our employers, our industries, our, you know, specific areas of study in education are always evolving and changing. And if we're not including those folks in those conversations, you know, from the beginning, then we lose those opportunities for advancement in terms of changing the way that we approach a credential or approach curriculum to adjust to the needs of the Commonwealth specifically, right? But also looking at our highest needs jobs and making sure that we are preparing the workforce through education is really important.
And, you know, what we find in career and technical education, and we're still kind of pushing against this, is the idea that somehow entering a skilled trade means that you've missed a step somehow, and why aren't you going to college? But that thinking is changing, and the governor's office has been very supportive of helping us remind people that making that transition is a great transition for a lot of students, just like going to college is a great transition for a lot of students, but there's room for everybody.
Absolutely. You know, as the son of an electrician who ran his own business, and as the older brother to twins that are in their vocational school back in our home county, and as the only one and the first generation college student in my entire family, I took my education very seriously and knew that I wanted to be involved in this space, and knew that pathway for me was post-secondary education, right? But for so much of what we see in the workforce and these industry-recognized credentials and the skilled trade, you know, I will have to call my brothers one day to come and you know, one of them's welding and one of them's working on auto body. And so to fix my car, all right, or to, you know, to my dad to help, you know, wire up a house, right? And so it is so critical that we move away from that stigma that the only way to success is through post-secondary education, and really that it is about exploration and whether that's in a career or a pathway exploration, really focusing our attention on providing students with what they need and the opportunities to explore those ideas and those fields of study, so that they know what's available at an earlier age, so that they can then, you know, figure out their pathway to the point of tonight of when they graduate high school, you know, that day after, that they're day one ready for whatever that may be, whether that's, you know, enrollment in a post-secondary degree or employment, enlistment, that they are equipped with the necessary credentials or education and materials to be successful as a student or in the workforce.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you and Governor Youngkin for all that you've done to support and continue to do to support education. We appreciate that and just are excited that our students can benefit from your hard work. Thank you, Zach.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Again, we really want to thank the Assistant Secretary of Education, Mr. Zach Jacobs, for joining us. And we have so much support in career and technical education from our elected officials across the aisle. People understand that CTE is an avenue that is really an engine for our economic development and provides opportunities for people to change their lives, the trajectory of their lives and those of their families, and that we need every one of those graduates, every one of our completers, every one of our CTE students and graduates is a valuable human resource for our economy here in this region. Mike, we have another great event coming up that is signing day.
The big event of the year.
Signing day. We are going to make sure we have interviews for our listeners. We'll hopefully be talking to some of the folks who have been hired through signing day and the people who have hired them. So stay tuned for more episodes.
I think we have a record number of students this year.
Do we really?
I think we do.
Listen, everyone, signing day, and we mentioned Mac Baton and being an innovator. Mac came up with signing day to celebrate the moment or the decision that students made to enter the workforce, much like you see college athletes signing for a college or university to play a sport. This was Mac Baton's idea. Mike Rowe picked this idea, picked it up, and helped really share this across the country. And now we have across the country and in Canada signing days all over. It's amazing.
Yeah, almost every state in the country, and then into Canada. This was like a wildfire. Thank you, Mike Rowe, for helping. I remember waking up the next morning and looking at social media going, what? Where are all these people coming from? And like, oh my gosh, Mike Rowe shared our post. It was so cool and has turned into such a gift. What he did to help us and to launch this by sharing that post to his followers just created a movement that has just like wildfire shot across the nation.
Yes, and we are excited every year. And as Mike announced, a record number of seniors who are going to be participating in signing day, and of course our business partners who make all of this possible. And we thank you for making this possible. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting us and the Henrico CTE Now podcast. For Mike Roberts and our entire team in the Division of Workforce and Career Development, thanks for listening, and we will catch you on the next edition of Henrico CTE Now.